Now, TalkZone presents Milo's Internet Marketing. Milo's Internet Marketing, with issues, answers, and information to ramp up the traffic on your website. Here's your host, Milo.
Welcome, and thank you for logging in to Milo's Internet Marketing radio program on TalkZone.com. Our program is designed to assist you in getting your website and business up and running successfully on the Internet. You can contact us at MilosTalkZone@AOL.com. That's MilosTalkZone@AOL.com. On our show today, the list, who needs a list? We're going to talk about getting a list, a mailing list, an emailing list, so you can contact your customers, and what you need to do to get your customers to purchase from you, and what's a squeeze page, and how are they used, and should you use one, and finally, ways to avoid spam filters. And then when we meet with Andy a little later, we're going to talk about securing your laptop. In this day and age where everybody's running around town with a laptop underneath their arm, that's a concern. And then some video chat software. You know, there's a lot of video sites now, and that's in thing in Web 2.0 is video, very big. So there's a lot of them growing on site, and Andy's going to cover some of those. So lots to talk about. If you have a question for Andy, it's askandyaquestion@AOL.com. Again, it's askandyaquestion@AOL.com. One of the great things about building your business online is that you have the potential to reach thousands of people. But what happens when people find your website or blog? What do they do then? Well, they may spend a few minutes there. Some of them may bookmark it and return later. However, a lot of people may click out and never find your page again. That happens over and over and over again. You know yourself, when you're on the Internet, you find something, you like it, you go to something else, and when you try to come back, you forget where you were. You can check your history, but sometimes a couple days later, it's long gone. If you want to make money on the Internet, you can't let people get away from your site. You not only want people to stay at your site long enough to be interested in what you have to offer, but you also want them to return, to come back. This is exactly why it's a good idea to build a list. And why you need to build a list? Well, first of all, it encourages people to visit your website. You have a list, you get them to visit your website. Another thing, you can make more money with an email list. Another thing, it increases customer loyalty. And nothing's more important, whether it's a brick-and-mortar business or an online business, is loyalty, customer loyalty. And finally, it encourages customers to make multiple purchases. And again, we've talked about this several times. You need to have back-end items. You could sell one item, but you need to get customers back so you sell some other item that they would be interested in. We've covered that many times in the past, and we'll cover that in the future. You need to have various items. In short, if you want to make money on the Internet, the list is essential if you want to maximize your profits. In Internet terms, a list is a collection of names. Basically, it's a list of people who at one time have been interested in your niche, in you, or in the content on your website, or interested in your blog. When they sign up, it provides you with a validation on which you need to get people really interested in the information you have to offer. This tells you that there is a good chance they are willing to purchase a product from you because they signed up with you. People sign up by giving you their name and email addresses. You, in turn, send out a newsletter or some informational email at regular intervals. You could send the newsletter or informational email once a quarter, once a month, once a week, several times a week. But keep in mind that in order to make your list effective, to really make it effective so you get a good customer, you need to send something often so that people remember you. If you send once a month, they're going to forget about you or they've gone on to something else. So you want to keep reminding people about your website, your business, your product. There are several different kinds of lists you can build. The most common is called the double opt-in list. What this means is that the individual will first give you their name and email address. This is the first opt-in phase. They are then sent an email that tells them to click the link in the email if they really want to be part of your website. This is called the second opt-in phase. This is really the preferred method as opposed to just a single opt-in where you send something out, they say they want it, and you send them information. The second phase is really for security. Otherwise, there's really nothing to stop someone from signing you up for a list without your permission. Then you get all kinds of junk. This way, you have to say, okay, yes, you can send it. It helps not only the company, it helps you. Then you don't become upset with the company because they're not sending you these emails for no reason. You have requested them twice. First, the first time, and the second time to, yes, I do want to receive them. That extra level of security can go a long way to convince someone that they should sign up with you. They feel more comfortable with you. If some people are hesitant, they will be happy to know that your system makes it virtually impossible for someone to use their identity to get information. So they feel security with that double opt-in. And that's where you need an autoresponder, which we'll talk about a little bit later. If you have a business you want to promote, either online or offline, you need a list. It's more than just a name and address. These are your customers and your potential customers. You convince potential customers to turn into customers by providing them with great content and a sales pitch or two, but mostly great content. Then the sales will come behind that. This is also a way to drive more traffic to your site and to get repeat sales from your existing customers, and that's where you're going to begin to make your money. If you don't have an ample list built up, it will be harder to get people to buy your products online. There is a lot of competition, so you have to be aware of it. If they're going to choose to buy from you, you need to give them an incentive. And the newsletter or emails information is a great way to give them an incentive. Here's some more ideas of who needs the list. People who want to maximize their profits online. The more emails you send out, the more sales letters or informational letters you send out, the more sales you're going to get. Business owners who are concerned with turning leads into customers. You can get all the leads you want, but if you don't have the conversion rate, which is turning the customers over, then you have a big problem. You need to get the customers to purchase something. Anyone who has a website or a blog and wants to maximize their traffic, you need the email list. Even on a blog, you can request their email for more information. It's perfect for people who are doing business both online and offline. Because if you're doing offline business, you can also have more contacts for you. If you don't take the time to build a high-quality list, you could be selling yourself and your business short. Don't do that. We've all heard that in order to have a sustainable business, no matter what it is, you should have multiple streams of income. This means that if any of your sources should dry up for some reason, you still have other income sources to fall back on. The same goes for your list building. If you want to build a huge opt-in list in a short period of time, you have to have your subscribers arriving from various sources. So you need to have sources sign up your website. You need to have sources sign up for your blog. You need to have sources sign up from other people and friends and different emails that you send out. When a business owner sets out to build a list, they use different tactics. Sometimes all they do is put a sign-up box on their website and leave it alone. While some people will sign up this way, this isn't necessarily the best way because it may take a long time. We're going to cover some of the different ways to get traffic, to get people to sign up for you. Some of the topics we'll discuss today is tips to help you get started if you're a newcomer to list building, some basic techniques such as using a free ebook or e-course to get people to subscribe, how to use Web 2.0 tactics to get people to subscribe, some advanced techniques such as using joint ventures, which is very profitable, various white hat and black hat tricks, and software programs that can make your job easier. And that's a big key, too, software programs. But before you get started getting to people to sign up for your list, there are some things you need to know and some things you need to do that will help you get the most out of your list and save you some time. The idea behind a list is summed up by inviting people to sign up for your list. They sign up by using a double opt-in process. Again, that's for best results and more loyal customers. You provide them with great content and eventually introduce them to your products or service, but first you give them something. And finally, a certain percentage will buy from you. They say that every email list you have, every person on the list is worth $1 a month. If you have 1,000 people on your active list, that's roughly $1,000 a month. That's kind of the ratio that they give. There's a lot of different methods out there for getting subscribers. Some of them will work really well for you, and some may not. It's best to try a variety of things. It depends upon your business, and what you're selling, how you're selling it, and what type of service you are offering them. You can also use classified ads. There's a lot of classified ads out there on the Internet that will get you not only backlinks, but will get you people to plug into your site. Putting up a sign-up box on your site is probably what most people do. No matter what you're selling or information, have a sign-up box so they can get more information. And launching a pay-per-click campaign is the quickest way to get people to your site and to start purchasing things from you. One thing that beginning internet marketers notice is that the sheer volume of information out there can be overwhelming, which it certainly is. Most people recommend that a beginner build a list and choose one or two methods for building that list. If you do too many things at one time, it's just too much to handle if you're a beginner. If you have a couple different ideas, a couple different lists going, you can easily add to them. If one method isn't producing results, scrap it. Try it for a while, but it doesn't keep getting you results, go somewhere else. Keep trying the different techniques until you find the ones that work best for you. Some methods may work better for certain niches than others. However, that's not the only factor that can affect your works or what doesn't work. Sometimes it's what you put in the email. Sometimes it's how you word it. Those all things are variables that you can control, but it takes time to control that. The personality of your list is important. How you put your energy and words into action on in your email. The amount of traffic generated, the more people who see it, the more signups you will get. The niche is your list is publishing. Where is your name published? And what's your content? If you have a good reputation of putting out high quality content, word will spread and more people will sign up. Give them quality stuff and you will get quality people in return. It's important to have an autoresponder. In order to keep track of all the names and email addresses of people who belong on your list, somehow you have to organize that. You need a good database. You can put it into Excel and work from there. But if you have an autoresponder, it'll do so much of the work for you. If you have thousands of names, the more you get, the more important. Once you get to thousands, you can't handle them by Excel anymore. You need to have something to put all this mail together in a nice little package, and that's what an autoresponder does. It'll mail email out for you automatically. So if somebody comes to your site, either in the United States at 2 in the morning or from some other part of the world at 2 in the morning, you don't have to worry about receiving that email and sending them information. The autoresponder, soon as they sign up for it, will send information to them. So that helps. And then ahead of time, you have different responses list already placed in the autoresponder, so the autoresponder know which answer, which newsletter, which email to send to those people. It just saves you a lot of time, a lot of effort. There's a lot of autoresponders out there. The biggest one is AWeber. That's probably the biggest, the most expensive, but it does the most. If you have a company where you're figuring doing 10, 20, 30,000 emails a month, then you need to look at something like AWeber. GetResponse is an excellent one for the lower end, anywhere from 1 to 100,000. Those are good autoresponders that will do all the work for you. You'll have to research which one is best for you, though. There's many of them. They're all similar in nature, but they vary in terms of price and the kinds of packages and what they do and what they offer to you. The right service will make your email marketing efforts a lot more effective. In order to make your newsletter, emails, or e-zine, which is an extended newsletter, e-zine is like a magazine except electronically, you need to figure out what niche will be. What are you going to do? For example, if you have a health website and you want to sell health-related products to those on your list, your newsletter will be about health topics that directly relate to the products. Now, it sounds very simple and very logical, but some people don't do that. They'll send out information, something about something else. You want to stick to your topic because you become the expert in your topic, whether you think you are or not. It's like people who write a book. soon as they become an author, all of a sudden people perk up their ears and listen. Oh, they know something. Well, once you have your website and you're selling something, you become an expert in that. And you have to act like you are the expert. Even if you don't know, you can research it, learn yourself, but you become the expert, so you want to become the expert to them. The idea is that you want people to be interested in what you're selling. The people who will be most interested in what you're selling are the ones that are specifically signed up for your newsletter, because that tells them that they already care about your topic and they want more information. They are your potential customers. They are the ones that are going to purchase something from you. There are several different kinds of things you can send to your email list members. Some people send shorter emails a few times a week. The emails could have short articles or simply a friendly style note to kind of inform them that you're there for them. You've got to be careful not to oversend mails. Don't make it so they're frustrated. Oh, it's from that guy again. You just want to give them enough. But if you give them something that every time they open it, there's a little bit of tidbit, a little bit of information in there, then they won't mind clicking it and then unclicking it and going into something else. It keeps your name fresh in their mind. You could also send a newsletter out or a full-fledged e-zine. Maybe do that once a month. An e-zine is a good way to build a strong list because it gives you more credibility. Not only is it a little newsletter, but it becomes a 3-, 4-, 5-page item. And all you do is take your newsletters, reword them a little bit, put them into a larger package, you have an e-zine. And really that gives you a lot of credibility. The number one lesson you can learn when it comes to doing marketing is that content is king. Again, content is king. This means that you'll need to have your emails or newsletter well written, and it needs to be relevant. So what does this mean? Good content is basically defined as something that someone found enjoyable or helpful to them. They got something out of it. Your message served to inspire, to educate, or entertain. If it does that, it did its job, and they'll kind of look at it. Otherwise, they're going to click it off, and when they see your email name on there, they're going to not click on it. They don't find your information relevant. If the content is relevant, that means that you are up to date in your niche, and that's what's important. If you're running a pet newsletter in order to sell an ebook you wrote about training your pets, you don't want to publish an article on losing weight. You want to stick to exactly what you're doing. Again, it sounds simple, but people kind of overstep their bound and kind of go into different areas. Don't worry if you can't write. There's always ways to get content. You can hire a writer to do it, or you can buy content with private label rights. There's a lot of private label right content out there. But you have to be careful about private label rights. You can log or go into a search engine type private label rights, they'll come back with all kinds of things. But if you take that and just print it the way it is, it's not plagiarizing because you're paying for the rights to use it with your name. But if you have the same, if you don't change it, and somebody else takes the same article and puts it someplace else, Google, when they find two identical matched articles, they kind of wipe out both websites. So you're going to lower your search engine ranking if you have the same thing somebody else does. So if you buy personal label rights, rewrite it, change it, put more information on, delete some. You don't have to change the entirety, but you do need to alter quite a bit of it, because if you keep the same thing, you're going to lose your search engine ranking, and that's going to hurt you. And if you continually do that, there are times that Google will totally block you out. And once they do that, your business is down the tubes. Hiring a good writer. There's a couple places that on the line that you can search and do that. One is Rent-A-Coder. rentacoder.com, Rent-A-Coder. They will write stuff for you. They can also write a script for you, whatever you would like. There's also Elance, elance.com. That's a great site. What you do is you go to these sites, you say what you want, how you want it, the way you want it, and then they'll submit bids and ideas. But make sure you screen the writers well so that you find one that will do a good job for your product. Remember, you can't do everything in starting up a business. If you really need somebody to write catchy letters, sales letters or emails, then you want to go with somebody else. Remember, you want to appeal to their needs and feelings. And you can't just say, we want, you know, you want to lose weight, you want to add to it, you want to feel better about yourself and lose weight. Those are little things that make a big difference that will begin to help you be more successful because you're giving them information that they want. When putting together your newsletter or email notes, it's very important that you avoid using words that will cause an email program spam filters to pick it up. A lot of spam filters out there. That's what we're going to talk about for a few minutes. This means that your customers and potential customers may never see your email. Words like free, words like spam, are those that are definitely words you should avoid within your heading or your content. You can find more details online concerning spam filters, and you can search for the latest information using your favorite search engine. Here's a list of things you can do to avoid spam filters. One, you can avoid using words like free and offer in the message. That will plug it right away and throw it into the spam filter. The word free is the biggest word that will ruin it. People think, well, I'm going to give away something for free. They put it in there, that's going to hurt them. You need not, do not put that in your heading at all. Don't write it in all caps. Some people think, well, all caps going to stand out. Yes, it will, but that'll also feed it to the spam filter. Never include an attachment. Attachments are thrown into majority of spam filters. Not all spam filters, but most of them will throw anything with attachment because an attachment can be a symbol for a virus. And watch your subject linked. Again, don't use words or phrases like free, offer, if only, instant. It's another word, instant, will cause you problems because it's they win, get instant money or instant success or something. Also, don't include any dollar signs in your subject area. That will throw it into spam. A lot of other things to watch out for. Go to your search engine, spam filters, and it'll come up with all kinds of articles about ways to avoid spam filters and what you need to do. And what we need to do is take a break. Stay tuned for much more on Milo's Internet Marketing Radio program on TalkZone.com.